We're Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is called For the Birds.
We're very excited to be bringing you this new series of segments about birds for Farm and Country. Some of the topics we plan to cover in upcoming weeks include portraits, bird songs, and cool facts about some of our local birds, with a focus on seasonal birds that you can expect to hear. Bird feeding basics, bird watching basics and tips, ethics, and birding by ear. We'll talk about climate change and birds, and we'll bring some news about our local Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society group and their activities.
We plan to discuss planting for birds and some farm and bird connections. We'll also share some good online sources of bird information. But if you have any suggestions of topics and things you'd like to hear about, please contact us through John at farmandcountry.org.
We've been hearing a lot of evening and nighttime calls this fall, and it's thought that perhaps owls increase their vocalizations in the fall as they stop spending time and energy caring for their young. Territories shrink when the birds are taking care of juveniles, concentrating around the nest area. These areas tend to get depleted of prey. Adults can now move around more to find prey and can spend their time finding out what other owls are in the vicinity. The way to do this is to move around and broadcast their presence with their songs. This time of year is good acoustically, since sources of outside noise, such as streams, are low. There are more likely to be inversions, which keep sounds near the ground and more likely to be heard at a distance. Owls are superbly adapted as nocturnal predators. They have forward-facing eyes and prominent facial discs. These round, flat facial discs in which the owl's eyes are set are remarkable receptors of sound waves, which they funnel into the ear openings located under feathers beside the eyes. They act as parabolic reflectors to concentrate sound. Many owls have asymmetrical ears that aid them in precisely locating sounds. Their soft plumage makes them virtually silent in flight, which not only reduces interference from their own hearing, but also prevents prey from hearing them. They swallow small prey whole and later regurgitate the indigestible parts in pellets. All three of the owls we mentioned are monogamous, with the eastern screech owl being thought to mate for life.
With its long ear-like tufts, intimidating yellow-eyed stare, and a deep hooting voice, the great horned owl is our most easily pictured owl. This powerful predator can take down birds and mammals even larger than itself, but also dines on daintier fare such as tiny scorpions, mice, and frogs. It's one of the most common owls in North America, equally at home in deserts, wetlands, forests, grasslands, backyards, cities, and almost any other semi-open habitat between the Arctic and the tropics. Great horned owls are nocturnal. You may see them at dusk sitting on fence posts or tree limbs at the edges of open areas, or flying across roads or fields with stiff, deep beats of their rounded wings. Their call is a deep, stuttering series of 4 to 5 hoots. Even though the female great horned owl is larger than her mate, the male has a larger voice box and a deeper voice. Pairs often call together, with audible differences in pitch, although they often hunt at dawn or dusk, and occasionally in daylight. These versatile hunters sit and wait in the trees for prey to pass below. They tend to pounce from perches 6 to 10 feet off the ground, occasionally snatching an insect or bat on the wing, or hitting shallow water talons first to snag fish or tadpoles. Eastern screech owls nest in holes and cavities, but never dig a cavity themselves. Thus, they depend on tree holes opened or enlarged by woodpeckers, fungus, rot, or squirrels. They often occupy abandoned woodpecker nest holes. They build no nest. The female lays her eggs on whatever debris is at the bottom of her nesting cavity, be it wood chips, twigs, or the cast-off feathers and droppings from a previous year's nest. Settling in, she makes a body-shaped depression where her eggs lie.
We hope you will go out on these cold fall nights and listen for our owl friends. This is Jim and Pat Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society for Farm and Country. You can find out more about us at our website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON.ORG. With information about our upcoming events and ways to contact us with questions and suggestions.